Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 216. How are we all doing? Jonathan, not pleased. I got in first. Actually, I didn't cheat. Mike said as he headed off out with the dog, I've opened the chat. So I headed off assuming that Jonathan would have beaten me to it, but no, it was all quiet. So I decided I'd have that. So we now went. There was no cheating involved. You weren't far behind me, Jonathan. Just far enough. Anyway, Jonathan, what happened last night? I thought we'd agreed. Half a week off, little nap in the afternoon, and it would all be fine. But you disappeared. We need to know what happened.
Okay. Good night, Johnny. Good night, Johnny. It's time to go to sleep.
When did he go? Didn't hear much of you after a certain point. But I'm trying to remember what was actually happening when you disappeared.
Before my Excel.
So it wasn't you then. It was me. Fair enough. Anyway, you're here now, Jonathan. That's all that matters. By the time the scoreboard went up, the umpire had spoken. So it was too late then, Jonathan. So hello, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. Hello, Simon. How are you doing? How's the monitor and all of the room coming along? CQ Deb. You heard us talking as the scoreboard went up. You're in a daze. I was in a daze by then as well. Some of my slides disappeared last night. I don't know if you noticed. I noticed, but by the time I noticed, I thought, that was right. I had some Yate slides earlier in the presentation, which had totally vanished, which I noticed as Mike was doing his Excel bit, which was why the Yate bit was after that. Had to put them back. iCloud will be the death of me, just saying. It was before the Excel bits. A little more tidying. Was it a hard week? Do you know what probably the hardest bit was, Simon? Realising that George Clooney is your double. That will have come as a bit of a shock. Has Mrs. Simon been apprised of this yet? So she can tell all her friends. I managed to find an even bigger copy of that photograph. The one of him in front of the door with the poster. Yes, and absolute twins, separated at birth. You don't think she needs to know? Well, no, because it might remind her of the dentist, so you're probably right. You're probably well right there. What's happened here today? Not much. We were absolutely exhausted, the pair of us. Totally, totally, totally exhausted. So a little napette was required, a la Jonathan. But obviously not during a show. We don't do the napping during a show. But apart from that, not much. I don't think, anyway. Amazon deliveries. Stuff that was supposed to be arriving Monday arrived early. Other stuff that was supposed to be arrived yesterday still missing. But it's Prime Day, so I cut them some slack. Has everybody else got everything that they ordered for Prime Day? It's quite exciting when they arrive and you think, I've no idea what's in here. It's like Christmas. I mean, obviously, I should technically have a vague idea. But sometimes, you know, like Mike said, there can't be a hard drive in this one, he said. It's nowhere near big enough, he said. Opened it, SSD. A madam, I don't know, she has got her 42nd wind. After last week, when she was all woebegone and wouldn't move, she dragged me out in the middle of the Excel section last night. Obviously couldn't bear listening to Father. So she wanted to play football. By that stage, it was about 12:45, something like that. And today she's just been frisky as heck, enjoying a little self. So she's on her second wind. All Kim's stuff's in the COVID cave. We have washed ours. The cardboard gets soggy when it's all washed. So we do that, then we wash it ourselves when we've finished. But there is quite a bit that's down there. It's like, that's not urgent, leave it alone. Got something ordered this morning, delivered today, £2.90. No idea how they make money off that. I wonder that at times when I see them. I really do. And when they've got their own logistics now, they call it Amazon Logistics. And they seem to be all self-employed and they seem to be paid per delivery. And it tends to be two young guys, one driving and one like next to the van, grabbing parcels and taking them up to the houses. A bit like they used to deliver milk. And I find it amazing. But they are swift when they do that.
Have we got any dentist sticks?
Have we got dentist sticks? As it happens, we have got dentist sticks.
Where's the dentist stick box? Right.
What happened to that quiet little bear that turned up here
a
year ago?
I know.
Who didn't bark, who didn't talk.
We wondered if you barked at all. Now we know, don't we? So in this dentist stick pack, shall we let the audience choose? Oh no, we've got one red one and two brown ones. So I think we'll have a little brown one. I'll have that, thank you. Yep, mind the fingers. Okay. She's definitely taken to those. I feel another delivery of those coming on. You know what we do need to do?
What?
Give her one of the special ones that arrived the other day.
Yeah.
Why don't you bring a box up when she's finished with that one? We'll do a live unboxing of the dog's treats.
Couldn't say fairer than that, Johnny. Live unboxing of the dog's treats.
Ah, beef they were. They were actually advertised as lamb, but I can't explain what happened with that. Seriously. It was £18.50, I think, for seven packets. And they were reduced to £14.50. So I thought that's not a bad price, or £14, something like that. But the beef ones were reduced to £7. And I thought, well, she likes beef. So that's what she's got. But we've not opened them yet because, you know, COVID cave. But yeah, the guys who deliver it are pretty amazing. They literally run. So they must be paid per item they deliver rather than anything else. But they are pretty amazing, just running up the road. And the other one in the van, you know, dawdling up the road while the guy gets them out the back. I hope they switch over at sort of half time. But I often wonder that. And I also noticed some things, let me know if you've noticed this, some things are priced in such a way that it's like they're not making a profit on that. But the delivery will be something like £5. And it's because they don't pay a percentage to Amazon on the delivery. So you basically pay more for the delivery and they actually get more of that than they would the item. So if the item was £5 and the delivery was £5, they would get the full £5 for the delivery, but only say, you know, £5 minus X percentage that's handed over to Amazon. I don't know what that percentage is, do you?
No.
Must be at least 10, if not 20. Anyway, that's why they do it. Can't be easy for them, are they? No, I see them and I wonder, you know, how many of these deliveries do you have to make in a day? Because you usually get a notification that says it's 8 stops away. And that could be anything from Stretford, which is the next postcode, to literally round the corner. And it's not easy here, as you've seen with all the cars, to get parking. So it's a good idea if they can do two. But, you know, two of them doing the job halves the wage, doesn't it? Because they're paid to deliver. It's not, they work for themselves. It's not that they get more money. That must be tough. Especially at the moment with the COVID thing. Because at the very beginning, I think they were giving them a little bit more time, but I don't think they are now. So they're expected to just carry on. Has she finished that?
It looks like.
Right, let's have the other thing then. Let's do the unboxing, a radio unboxing of your treats. Let's see if she likes them. She's not, to our knowledge, she's not had these before. So we'll see. You didn't even need your item today, but why not? I don't do bad with the stuff that I want today. You know, one, it doesn't happen often. And two, when it does happen, we are so close to the depot, which is at the airport. Stick it on the floor. That's quite a large box for one, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, I'll be off microphone slightly. Let's wheel the microphone around. Can't bring it any further than that. You grab the other half of it and we'll have to... Let's get the scissors out. This is a huge box.
Why don't you come in and watch the unboxing?
I'm just watching from the door.
They're your toys.
Yes, but she might think it's grooming toys or something nasty. Something nasty Eddie nestling in the box. There we go, look at that.
Something nestling in the nail brush.
Right, so there should be four of these.
Yes, there's four of them. Lola.
So I'm taking one out. Lola, there we go. Come on. They're called Ranchos. Ranchos Originals.
We've got toys for you.
We do. Ranchos Originals, Ranchos. Lola. How on earth are you getting these boxes?
Come here.
There we go. We've got toys. And inside that,
Lola,
there's seven packets of Ranchos.
Oh.
She's interested now.
She is. Ranchos.
Right, let's see if they rip like they're supposed to rip.
Ranchos.
They do. I've got a sneaking feeling these are... Oh! Pungent. Pungent. Right. Oh, it looks like bacon. Oh, give it to me, Mummy. Right, I know I'm going to stand here and eat that. That's not much.
That's because it's a pesky one.
She's so funny. If the treat's big enough to her liking, she waltzes off with it. But if it's not, she stands here, wolfs it, and then demands another one. There we go. There's not much in one of these packets. And seeing as though they were only a pound anyway. Right, let's give some to Daddy. Right, there were six pieces in there.
So they stink?
They're not that bad.
Like waltzes.
I've smelt worse. As have you last week. Oh, look at her. She likes them. 95% meat. Rancho Originals. They're like, what do you say? It's like beef jerky. It's sort of...
Paul's underwhelmed with Biggles.
Did the Biggles thing on a spare drive. Underwhelmed. Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Well, thanks for taking one for the team, Paul. Save me doing it.
We're on schedule probably for about this time next year, knowing us. It did worry me, actually, that it's so different that stuff will break. And I didn't really like the look of it. Right, have you had three off your father?
Yes.
Right, that's the last
what's
one.
What's Johnny bought?
Something at
£2.90. Something for his old age and his aching feet. Oh, right. Massage balls.
Well, there's the title for the show. Jonathan's massage balls. That'll work. I'm liking that. Oh, right, for those wondering, aching feet. This is because you keep going out walking, Jonathan, which is dangerous. It's dangerous where you are. Oh, by the way, no budging from Boris or the mayor. We're still in
gridlock.
Gridlock rather than lockdown. Yeah, gridlock, not lockdown. That looks scary, Jonathan.
You know what we should
what
play
are you
tonight?
To do with it? What?
It's got nothing to do with the theme, but it's got to do with Burnham and Boris. When two tribes go to war. Shall we open with that?
We'll open with it.
We'll open with
we'll
that.
We'll open with it. Right, hang on. She's still after treats here. You can have a rodeo stick and then you're done. In fact, have I got a rodeo stick?
She had a rodeo stick from me after dinner.
Oh, right. Well,
although that
she,
was about 2 hours
has
ago.
She had a jumbo?
No, not
right,
not
then we'll make it a jumbo
morning.
And then you're going to settle down because you've had more than enough.
Two
I
tribes.
Don't give me the lovely eyes.
Who was it? Frankie. Frankie goes
in
to...
In fact, do you know what? You're not just getting that. You're going to have to perform for that. I want paws and everything. Kiva does paws and everything. She's incredibly well-behaved, well-mannered and talented. Now, how talented could you be for one of these? High five. Good girl. Other one. No, that's the same one. Good girl. There you go. Right, we've gone off now. Absolutely stuffed we have. That looks like one of those things you used to put in the clothes drying thing.
Yeah.
The white box you put the clothes in, they come out dry, that one. Don't
like the thing I used yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, have we got one?
Yeah.
You learn something every day, don't you? You see, it's confusing because those two things are next to each other. As was the dishwasher, which was equally confusing. But Mum wasn't keen when the washing went in it.
Yeah, but it's just... There's something that doesn't quite sit right with me there, with that logic.
Go on.
Well, next to your 27-inch iMac and two monitors, there's at least half a dozen iPads, and you don't get those mixed up.
Oh, no. But, you know, in my defence, they're colour-coded in a rack and labelled on the back.
No, you get your iPads mixed up, but, you know, you don't try to use Mac OS on your iPad, do you?
Oh, in my dreams. Do you remember
or
when the
iPad OS on your Mac?
Yeah, Biggles, just as Paul. Yeah. No, do you remember?
When no, the things you're interested in, you don't get mixed up.
No, I don't.
Motivation.
Exactly. I remember waiting for what was known at the time, who remembers this? The Apple Slate, which actually turned out to be the iPad.
Yeah, I remember.
Which had more problems in America than it did here, with connotations of what it... What is...
Oh, the iPad, yeah.
Yeah, generally known as a pad in the States. He's not generally known as a pad over here.
Yeah.
So it didn't cause us as much grief as it did you, but it was the Slate.
A tampon.
No, it's a towel here. They call it a pad.
Ah.
The eye towel. I wouldn't put it past him. But no, they didn't go for Slate. And I actually think Slate would be a good name. But they didn't do it.
The eye towel will be aimed at a certain market, but I won't say what.
No, don't. No, don't.
I'm sure leave you can guess.
Leave it alone. No, I remember there was such a furore when it came out, and I thought, really? You know, we don't... It's not an unheard-of term here, but it didn't cause any problems. No. It was called the iPad.
No.
In fact, there's now an optician's, isn't there? That says iPad on it, only it's EYE.
Not noticed that.
Yeah, it's in Chilton.
Oh.
In Chilton, on the way to Manchester.
Yeah.
Nothing Rogue Amoeba would run. That's the problem with Apple. Every time, even if they don't need to, they seem to piddle around with the audio. And obviously, we run the radio station on Rogue Amoeba stuff. So Biggles is not happening at all until everything works. And then, of course, you've got ScreenFlow. Did you try ScreenFlow? Did you take one for the team there, Paul, and try ScreenFlow? I had a weird problem today. You'll love this one, Mike. With I got the mass video, which I'd totally forgotten.
I think Kim's right.
What?
It looks like COVID. Just needs to be purple.
There is a blue one at the bottom. It does look like COVID. You're actually quite right there. You see the pictures further down where it says relax, relaxer? Yeah. And you sat on this like that. I mean, does that look comfortable?
No.
I always remember. Oh, there is a blue one and a purple one. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, you need the full set, Jonathan. So what are you supposed to do with these things? Do you throw them at stuff?
Purple one does look like COVID.
There you go. Oh, you're going to have to name these balls. Naming Jonathan's balls. There you go. Better title for the show.
Stick it on your notepad.
There you go. That's the one for Kim. It's got all the colours in all the sizes, including an exercise leaflet. Is the exercise not just opening the packet?
Question.
Go on. They're quite tiny.
I guess the scientists at work would know. If you took a piece of COVID...
And a you, piece of it?
Yeah. And you stuck it under the microscope. Would it actually look like the drawings that they show on the website?
I believe it does. I believe it's the spikes are how it burrows into organs.
Right.
So as far as I can tell, yes.
So do other diseases look different?
Mm.
I just thought that was like a generic symbol for
as far as I know,
a
no.
disease.
It does really feel nice on your feet. Right, okay. We're taking your word for that, Jonathan. I'm just thinking these ones where it's under your neck and stuff, just dangerous. Dangerous. Do you remember that video? It was actually put out as a video. So you would buy this thing. It was like a video magazine in its day. All about United. And they'd gone away to some hotel in Derbyshire somewhere. I think they were playing Forest. And... they were on the coach and the physiotherapist was on like a car phone that was on a cable at the time. It was the late 90s, I think. No, the late, was it about 89, 90, something like that? Anyway, he was, I mean, it was all put on, I'm suggesting, but he said bedboards. So he wanted this hotel to put bedboards on two of these beds for two of these players. I've never really understood the fact you've got a bad back and now you're sleeping on a board. I mean, does it actually help? Because I like my bed nice and comfortable with my 47 pillows on, which I do have, don't I?
You do.
Apart from the one that I insist you have because it's like an airbag. I don't like that pillow. But I do like all my other pillows. So I've never really understood
that. Bedboards and Dover Sole, wasn't it?
Yes, Dover Sole. Three of them were having Dover Sole, weren't they? The laugh of it was, I wish you'd have seen these lads. And you knew, because we knew a couple who ran a chip shop right next to Old Trafford. The chip shop was actually owned by Lou Macari, who was a former player. And they ran it for him. And you would get about probably about an hour after the game had finished, you'd get the away team coming in and they would take away with them like two boxes full of fish and chips and pudding and chips. That is what the team really ate. But on this video, it was, and three Dover sole. Like, no, that's not really what they're eating.
But Arthur Alveston had the nickname Chips.
Did he?
Because he used to put chips away like nobody's business.
Never knew that. Yeah. I did know about that lad. You know the one who, didn't he start being a priest, or am I getting the two confused?
That's Phil Moraine.
No, the one that died and had house slippers on.
Alan Davis died.
No, it wasn't Alan Davis. He was a young lad. I think he had black curly hair. Didn't he die in Amsterdam? Fell in the canal or something?
Oh, I don't know.
But it could have been a suicide.
Can't remember.
But either way, he was such a homely lad that when he went away with the team, everyone was coming down in like sports gear that they'd got free from sponsors. And he came down on his first away match and he had a pair of slippers on. I'm sure it was the physio made mention of the slippers. He was comfortable. What's the
problem?
There you
go. That's what COVID looks like.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, do we really need to see it? Go on, I'll
look,
but Kim.
Kim's put a link in there.
Is it coloured like that? Because they all seem to look the same, don't they? Do you remember that artwork I did for Pete really early on?
Yeah.
At the coffin? Oh, it does look vile, doesn't it?
There you go. Bedboards do help.
Do they?
Yeah, Deb says so.
Ooh. No, I would be so uncomfortable, I'd never sleep. Really does help. Mattress was so firm, no give, you'd have thought you were on the floor. Yeah, I don't want to be on the floor. But that's probably just me. I've always had a very soft bed. Yeah, and I'm comfortable on it. It works for me. That does look like mould, doesn't it, when it spreads. And then
I'm glad I asked the question.
See,
now.
In the trachea. Oh, no, it is. It's scary. It looks like little spiders. You see on panel C, in the top right of panel C, there's one that looks like it's got legs. Oh, just stay away from it.
Having caused an extensive healthcare and over 1,000 deaths so far, COVID-19 has received wide media coverage since its discovery in December.
I'm guessing this was fairly early doors.
This was February.
Thing was, in February, you know, we went away. We went away to that hotel. And we were aware of it, but not to the point that you would think to yourself. We took our hand sanitizer with us, but they had hand sanitizer on site. And we already knew about that because when we went the year before?
Yeah.
I think it was 2 years before. We went to the same place 3 years. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
There was the first year, which was it Captain Joe? I think it was.
Yeah, I think
and then
so.
It was Stuart Mellon. And then it was us. And the very first
no,
time
or was
we
it
went...
Phil? I can't remember.
Well, Phil was in charge of it, but I don't think it was his year. When we went there, there was a big scare on, actually localised to the hotel. And it was E. coli, wasn't it?
Mm.
And they had all these hand sanitising machines.
No, it was norovirus.
Norovirus, that's right. So we were used to going to this place and them being very strict anyway. So when we went in February, it was like, yeah, we know this corona thing's about, but we'll be all right. Because we've been before. And they did exactly the same as they did then. And it was fine. But you are in close proximity with everybody. I'll say that much. So it's something you'd probably want to think about. But yeah, I thought that was really interesting. And it was only 2 weeks later that we were like, yeah, I'm not touching anything. Not going anywhere, not touching anything, not doing anything. Just 2 weeks. So yeah, it's really odd looking back. Another thing I did was I found in my camera roll a screenshot I'd taken of, now it was on my iPad. It was a screenshot I'd taken of like the BBC news page. And it was, I think it was the second week in March. You will love this. It said on it, the worst case scenario that nobody wants to talk about is this taking 6 months. And of course, I'm sat here looking at it 7 months later going, yeah, because that really worked well, didn't it? We don't have to worry about it now.
Right. Go and have a look. Right.
Where are we going
at
now?
The link that Simon posted. It's about four up in the chat.
Got
sciencealert.com.
Got it.
Right. Go and have a look at that. Okay.
Did you notice he's eating his Toblerone? Right, yeah. I'm looking at it.
Right. Scroll down to the bottom of the article.
Mm-hmm.
And see the last picture with all the yellow bits in it.
Yeah.
Right. Now compare that to the link that I've just posted into the chat, which is coming up now, which just happens to be pandasweets.co.uk.
You know, as it would be. Let's have a look. Thing is, when it's brightly coloured, it doesn't look quite as terrifying, does it?
Now, does that look like the bits in that last pitch of Simon's? Not the yellow bits. They look like popcorn, actually.
They do. Yeah, but the Coke bottles look identical. Bottles,
yeah. Yeah, I knew I'd seen them before when I saw Simon's picture. No, I'll tell you what those yellow bits look like. Do you remember those bags, little bags you got with a drawstring? And they had little...
Gold Rush. My mum loved them. It was a bubble gum.
That's right.
It was bubble gum. Yeah. Only it was in the shapes of like little gold nuggets. And it was sold in a proper fabric bag, very, very thin fabric, that said Gold Rush on the side. And it had like a drawstring on it, but it was bubble gum. It used to last ages. You know, one of those would last you a week.
Yeah.
My mum absolutely loved that stuff. It was so trendy. But, you know, if it was black and they showed you like... Mind you, I wonder with people, to be honest. People are like, oh, well, if I get it, I get it. And they're not concerned about passing it on to other people. But, you know, if that was black, like they show your lungs after people have smoked, like that, would it put more people off? Or are they just completely now blasé over the whole thing? I don't know. But
you know, it's amazing how we jump from topic to topic in after hours, isn't it?
Oh, yes, we all over the place.
Not after hours, marooned.
Imagine how confused you'd be if it looked cute. That's it. People aren't scared enough of it. They're not. You need to see people, which is highly unlikely. But having said that, you know, people who have recovered from this, who suffered badly, have come out and said, you don't want this. It's really bad news. And no one's taking a jot of notice of them, which is just even more scary. You were talking about these. Oh, Paul's got something else. Give us more information about Biggles, Paul. Apart from what it looked like, how disconcerting is it that the menu is kind of transparent? There's the first question. And apart from the rogue amoeba stuff, what didn't work? Is there any... I would guess browsers would be okay, because Safari would be okay. Why aren't I getting to that Bing link? I can't see anything from that link, Paul. Oh, no.
Me neither.
It's just bringing back a blank page.
That's what I'm getting.
Oh, no. I'll try again.
We're going to be about 3 minutes after eight.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. So if Frank's in early, he can enjoy the last bit of...
The boss. Bruce Springsteen tonight, 7 o'clock. Anyway, the last song's my favourite, No Surrender. For the sole line, we learnt more from a 3 minute record, baby, than we ever did in school, which sums up 15 years of my education. So I put that one on last, so I can actually get to hear it. Now people have COVID fatigue. Is this long COVID? Which over here they've said is a result of four things. Happening at the same time. They've not said what, obviously. Don't want us to have that information. But basically, four things happening at the same time. I think that's a cop-out, because unless the four things are related to COVID, why would random people have the same four things and be suffering from it? And the ones with it are saying you don't want this, but not... Many other people are taking that much notice, which I can't understand. It's as if their desire to go out to the pub, meet their friends or have a holiday is more important than anything else, including their own health and certainly the health of other people. Nobody seems to care about the health of other people. I mean, I've taken to doing the newsletter for that lady really early in case she wants to leave it decovidating. You know, if she gets it 2 days early, she can open it on a Sunday and then it's been sat there for 2 days. I can't always do that. It depends when I get it to check it. But I certainly try to do that. But other people don't seem to have enough fear. I'm not saying let it rule your life. But you do have to be careful. I think we feel it more because of Lola. You know, if one of us got it and then the other one got it, then, you know, Lola. That's all we're concerned about. We haven't got any friends close enough at 5 minutes' notice. I mean, yes, that's her first family, but they have busy, busy, busy lives. If they didn't have busy, busy, busy lives, we wouldn't have Lola, would we? So they do have busy, busy lives. So I guess we're just being extra careful, but I don't understand it. Lack of progress caused by bad handling, confusion, incompetence is what's taking its toll. People are beginning to say, why bother? Even if I make an effort, no one else will. Yeah, that's where we're at, isn't it, Simon? That is totally where we're at in this country. And not getting any better when you've got Burnham and Boris at it. Basically, the situation there is who's going to blink first. So I think if the government were at any point ever going to offer any more money, I personally think they would have done it by now. So it really is a situation of who's going to blink first. I think Boris will have to put us into lockdown. I don't see Burnham capitulating now. But the only people who are losing, because Mike said, well, you know, which one of them's going to look the bigger idiot? And I said, neither of them. Because what will happen, surely, people will die and Boris will have to put his foot down. He will get the blame for people dying, but then so will Burnham. So it's equal. It's not that one of them's going to turn out to be in the right and one of them's going to turn out to be in the wrong. The only people losing are the people who are dying while they're piddling around, trying to make their mind up. Boxes sit 19 days in the COVID cave. Wow. No, we don't do anything like 19 days. I think we have had some stuff there at least as long as that, but it would probably have been bought because it was on sale and we don't particularly need it out now. Some things were bought before the holiday to be dealt with in the holiday. If they didn't get dealt with, they're still sat there now. But other things are open the day they arrive because they need to be. But we are very careful when we're opening them. So everything gets washed. And then we get washed when we've finished. So we do what we can with it. But I did read a thing that was saying that it lived on, I think it was stainless steel surfaces. Now, we don't have a stainless steel sink, thankfully. What is ours? It's got some kind of resin on top of it, hasn't it? No, I mean, it's metal underneath.
Yeah.
But it lives for 28 days, which is even worse. You can't leave posts there for 28 days. Half of it's bills. It's not good. But I just, you know, 6 months ago, we were saying like, well, we weren't. We had sense. We could see it would last 6 months. But people were saying like, oh, 6 months is the worst case scenario and it'll be petering out by then. Now we're 6 months in. It's like, well, best guess. Go on, best guess. I can't see this being sorted by March. Because flu usually hangs around till at least February. So it's going to be worse than that. So if I said I could see us sat here this time next year, still being marooned, what day would it be? 365 plus 216, Mike.
365 plus 216.
581. On day 581, I wouldn't be surprised.
Hello and welcome to Marooned, day 581.
Do you know what? When is day 9,999? Because that's all I've accommodated for in the naming convention. Which,
do you
in
remember
hindsight,
when I had to fix my macro?
Yes, Mike built a macro that only lasted to day 99. Yeah, but you know, it started off as 5, and then it was like, well, we might get to the dizzying heights of 20. You know, so there was no point fixing the macro at that stage. It was when it got worse you needed to think
about
it.
Well, I didn't fix the macro until about day 110 when I realised that we're in it for the long haul. I thought, well, yeah, okay, the macro's broken. All it's doing is saving and naming the file
I know,
for
you
the
see,
chat.
Kim's got proof, you see, that it was that COVID was alive 19 days on the ship, which makes a mockery of this 14-day lockdown for people, doesn't it? Boris and Andy need their heads banging together. Yeah, that would be all right. They are petulant children. I totally agree, Jonathan. But wouldn't that breach social distancing? Whatever level we are at with that. I think we should stick them in a room together and leave them to it, not let them out. 24 hours on paper and cardboard. Does the weather make a difference with that? Because I know the heat is problematic for it. It doesn't like heat. But once it gets to rainy and cold, could it last longer? Or could it be that the cardboard is then wet and then... Go on, you saw
I saw what Simon's posted about the other day about it, living on iPhones and glass.
Yeah, that was one I saw. Stainless steel, glass, iPhones, etc. But I work on the principle, it's only my iPhone. Nobody else touches my iPhone. COVID does not like humidity, but we're at the stage now where it's just getting colder. So hence it may be reducing over the summer, irrespective of stupid idiots going on holiday. You see, we've got features at the side of this thing that Mike's just put the link to. No, Simon's just put the link to. So funny. I don't expect to see any friends until 2021. Why everybody went back to university and the children went back to school is beyond me. Where's that list you had of the local schools and how many were involved?
It was on the BBC, something like the Greater Manchester.
581 schools have got outbreaks. I didn't think we had that many schools, but apparently so. Oh, and apparently, Jonathan, you'll be pleased to know, probably happening nearer to you than me, they're having more talks. More talks have been arranged in the Manchester tier row.
We should play Tears for Fears as well.
Oh, yeah, we'll play that one as well. When's it happening? It says they're having talks, but it doesn't say when.
Tomorrow morning, isn't it?
We'll be in lockdown by Friday, by Sunday night, I'm telling you. That doesn't actually say much, does it, yet again?
No.
Mind you, there isn't much to say. If they're having talks tomorrow, I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't happen overnight. Because the 2 o'clock thing's hysterical. Yeah, so that's the latest here. Still in talks, thinking about it.
I think everybody wants to rule the world. I know it's got nothing to do with...
You're just off on a frolic of your own, you are.
Yeah, we should open with those two.
Whatever you want to open with, just let me know 5 minutes before.
Honour of Manchester.
They found virus from a long time ago, frozen in ice. Wasn't that the entire premise of Jurassic Park? Because that's scary too, wasn't it? And there was a Dan Brown book. But do you know, I've started this Dan Brown book about 9 times. And I just can't get past the fact that the dogs died. So every time I get to the dog's time, it's like, I can't read this book. But I think that was the story. They found something frozen in ice that when they kind of unfroze it, it was alive. Just scary. Scary, scary. Doesn't like heat. That's the idea. When it's cold and damp, people stay indoors and visit one another indoors. Well, I watched this video that was on the news and I can understand up to a point. But then I thought, look, it's not 1918. It was a lady, she was past retirement age, probably 70s or 80s. And she was sat at a cafe, but she was sat outside. She was not 2 metres from the lady that she was with, and they were from separate households. And all she could say was, I've not had anybody visit my flat since March. So I come out and I talk to people, you know, outside coffee shops. And now it's getting cold and I can't do that and I'm lonely. And I thought, well, isn't lonely better than dead? Because it seems such... I can appreciate loneliness is terrible, but it's not quite as bad as dead. And the people are doing a lot of events are being organised where you can use Zoom or you could dial in. You've also got TV, radio. It's not... that you lock your door and that's it. I can't understand that attitude. There are people... She wasn't in hospital breathing her last. I read this very, very long piece on the BBC News about the tube worker who got spat at, which was, as you read more detail, it was just more shocking. And somebody had been with her when they, like, wheeled her away to be put on a ventilator. And she said you could see in her eyes she knew that this was it because she had an underlying condition. She had sarcoidosis. which is a lung problem to start with. And she knew she was being very careful about even getting flu, much less getting COVID. And the day she went into work on the basis she was working in the office. And they sent her out onto the platform. So really, it was like a sacrificial lamb. And they wheeled her away and she said the terror in her eyes was terrible. And this woman's moaning that she can't have a cup of tea with a friend. I don't get that. I don't understand that. What about those people who have to move ancient graves, having to have inoculations and vaccinations for all sorts of old things? Oh, good grief. There's actually here, we talked about this a few months ago. It's nearer Jonathan than us, but probably somewhere between the two of us, isn't it, Jonathan? There's this church and they turned it into flats. It's absolutely beautiful. But they did dig up the bodies that were there. Let's see if I can find it. It's on the way into Manchester, but would it be on the old road?
James has posted on WhatsApp and says, how do I get the radio station on? Lisa has abandoned me.
Oh, right, let's have a look. This looks like an expressway of sorts. Oh, there it is. Bang on. So what you're looking at here, when I was a child, that was jet black because it's on the main road into Manchester. And all of the grass area that you see, and it's a hideous URL, I will shorten it or we'll never get to see it. Not custom shortcuts, that one. But all of the grass area had gravestones in and they dug the lot up. That must have been so scary. But I've actually seen video of inside that and obviously it still looks like a church. But the apartments are absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. That is just as you head into Manchester. So if you were to put your mouse pointer on there and drag to the left, you would see... heading into Manchester, the huge tower building in the distance is the Hilton Tower. When was this taken? August 2020. Because obviously I've not been out. Where did that building come from, Mike? That wasn't there the last time I went into Manchester.
Good question. That's the church.
Where did that come from?
I think.
Wow.
It was there. When was that taken?
August 2020.
No, I haven't been in there for about a year, have I?
No. When was the last time we went to Manchester? Was it the ABBA concert in December?
It was dark, whenever it was.
February. February, we went to Queen at the Palace. We Will Rock You.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's gone up fast. Jonathan will be aware of this, but I wasn't aware of this. But yeah, in relation to the graves, they dug all of those graves up and moved them. But they've got nice gardens there now, haven't they? Which the others don't. Everywhere else doesn't have them. Right, let's catch up. You need to top up on bubonic plague and black death protection. Simon, a year ago, that would have been like, oh, ha, ha, ha.
And now it's like,
yeah, I can see that. Was this you at work? Is that what it's reminding you
no,
of?
No, it reminds me of towards the end of our presidential year when we cancelled our last few events and we sent an email around and one person said, it's not like it's a bubonic plague or anything, is it?
Remember that? No, you did not tell us that you were taking part in a study, Jonathan. Every week for the first 5 weeks, get a COVID test. That's handy. Next door.
James says, works better if you don't search for Brooklyn's 192.
Tell me somebody else has registered that for nefarious purposes.
I have no idea.
And then once a month for 12 months. Oh, that's going to be very interesting. You don't get the antibody test results. They're done anonymously, as they fear if they gave them to people, they'd be reckless. That's true. People probably would. Isolation as a means of punishment and torture affects your mental stability. To not have human contact and touch. I guess it could do. But what I'd say about that, Deb, there are people who would much rather not have human touch or contact with people. It wouldn't bother me I mean, it's nice to go out. It's nice to have a meal with people. And, you know, then usually it's some kind of cotillion event and then we have a good old dance. But sometimes for some people, they are not good with people and they can't understand the degree to which people are taking risks and being reckless for something that they consider so stupid. And I guess I would fall into that category. I would not risk leaving Lola on her own or Mike on his own just because I fancied a dalliance at the shops or something. I think I'm being fairly logical with that. Yes, there are things that's like, oh, I wish we could do X. But overarching on all of that is the fact that as far as, I mean, I know Lola's a dog, but to us, it's no different than having a child. And we have a responsibility to a 5-year-old to make sure that she's not left on her own. And if that means I can't go out and shop or go out and have my hair done or go out and do anything else, I'm fine with that. And I don't understand people who are going stir crazy. Because it's not like you're being forced to do something. So when I was at college and it was, you know, put down a number for this thing. And I'm not dancing. I'm not going to a dance class. And I wouldn't even put a number down. They're not making you do something that is like a proactive thing. They're asking you not to do something, which is slightly different. I mean, if all of a sudden they wanted you, everybody outside their houses 23 hours a day, that would be far more arduous, I think, than just asking you to be careful. We're all different. But the people who are taking risks are not taking risks on their own behalf. They're actually taking risks on the behalf of others. And when you look at the statistics, it is really weird. It's the younger people first who don't, I mean, there are exceptions, but generally speaking, don't seem to be too badly affected. And then it's like dominoes. The next you know, it goes up to the next age group, and the next age group. And I'm still thinking, we're all still supposed to be washing our hands and sanitising and all the rest of it, and yet the figures are still going up. So someone somewhere is taking risks that the rest of us are not. You don't know if you want to be tested, Kim. I don't want to be tested. Not after the fiasco last week in the UK. That those poor boys, they were medical students, apparently, when the full story came out. They were dropped off. Tests were dropped off to their households. And I'm assuming that they were being tested so they could see if they could help out the NHS. One of the girls must have been further along in the medical studies than the others, had noticed that this thing, the safety tab on it was broken, so it had been used. So she stopped her flatmates using these tests and they dashed round to the other people that they knew were having these delivered. But three boys had already used these tests and they had already been used once. And they were coming out with things like how violated they felt. And I thought, I'm the type of person like Kim, 19 days, just leave the COVID test over there and I'll get round to it whenever. Because if you'd have done that, you know, if you're one of these people who's like, oh, it's arrived, I'll do it. It's too late. So they're now waiting for a test and they would have had their own exposure. But now they've actually been exposed directly. You can't really get much more direct exposure than using a swab that somebody else has used. No wonder they're out of their tree worrying about it. Absolutely. You've driven past, I bet they're not cheap. I don't believe they are cheap. I think the most expensive one is in the tower. And I think it's got like, it's on three floors, three levels. But they're beautiful inside. They are gorgeous. Just not really the best place, is it? I mean, it's never quiet there. That is the main road into Manchester. I say that, but I've spent the last couple of 100 days being very social. I'm fine with you guys. You guys are normal. But, you know, there have been times I go out to places. And if you've ever been to like a social event and you're sitting there thinking, why am I here? You know, somebody says something, you can't say anything against it. And you're like, why am I here? And sometimes I do feel like that. I am absolutely fine with you guys because you're all logical and stuff. But when I mean, I mentioned it the other day, didn't I? And you all said like, oh, tell him where to get off. The guy who literally said like, what are you drinking? Let me get you a drink. What are you drinking? So I said, just water. What are you drinking water for? Are you doing the driving? And I just said, I'm teetotal. So there wasn't any particular reason or whatever. I'm just, I'm teetotal. I could have lied and I could have said I'm on antibiotics. But I don't do that. You know, why would I lie? I shouldn't need to. And then got told I wasn't trustworthy. And I just looked at him and I thought, pardon. Now, how comfortable are you going to feel for the rest of the evening? Because if you say something back, you've got to appreciate here, it's a Catinian event and they only tolerate the ladies to start with. And I was already murdering him in the quiz. If you answer back, you're a troublemaker. So those are the kind of nights where I just sit there and think, I'd rather be at home talking to the MacBiters. So I think it depends on who you're actually with. So I can be very sociable with the lovely MacBiters. But sometimes people that you find yourself with, not by choice, we're all here by choice, you know, I don't feel that I would never be that rude to anybody. I didn't say to him, well, you're obviously a drunkard. But I have seen him drunk, haven't I?
Yes.
Oh, it's not pretty.
Hello, Mrs. T.
Hello, Mrs. Simon. Kim's a total introvert, staying alone, not much of a problem. I feel the same, Kim. I mean, I'm glad Mike's here. I'm glad Lola's here. But it wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't bother me
if I was on
my own.
I'm a total introvert.
You weren't when I met you.
No, but I've calmed down now. No, seriously, seriously, I am an introvert. Some people don't think I am.
They wouldn't think I was, but there's different levels of it. You know, when you feel comfortable with people, then it's fine. And I can also, you know, talk on YouTube, and I've no idea how many people. In the end, you might get like 65,000. Do you remember that video I put up, the Marmite one? Didn't realise it was Marmite till it went up. It was about getting the most out of Office 365.
You'd better explain to our non-UK people what Marmite is.
Marmite is like a beef paste, and it's quite tangy, isn't it? So you either love it or you loathe it.
And I loathe it.
I loathe it. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't buy that. Good grief. It, I always felt it was like OXO cubes.
Yeah, my brother used to like.
Oh, no. No. So if you say something's Marmite, you mean it's black or white. You either love it or you loathe it. But I can tolerate. Do I have a high tolerance? I have been known to get up and walk out of places. But it's generally speaking because people are just rude. And I'm...
Yeah,
never,
do you remember that Adobe gig?
Never, ever that route. Oh, God, the Adobe gig. That kicked it off, didn't it? I still don't think I was in the wrong. Went to this Adobe gig. This is where Adobe come to town in person. And they brought with them this guy who did not work for Adobe.
Not the famed Adobe gig where we
no, not that
got
one.
The Mac.
No, it was at the Lowry, which is a theatre complex. So it must have cost them quite a bit. And they pitched up and they said they'd got this guy with them. I had never heard of this guy. Didn't know this guy from a hole in the ground. So he gets up and he starts speaking. And I'm sitting there thinking, is this just me? Every other word was the F word. And I'm surreptitiously trying to look round, thinking, I'm not a prude. Nobody else seemed to be batting an eyelid, but I was thinking it's not the time and the place for that. If it was the comedy club next door, fine.
Or the Stratford End.
Yeah, but not in the middle of an Adobe gig where he, although he was there as himself, he was still, in my mind, there because Adobe had invited him, and I felt that was downright rude. So I didn't say anything, but I thought, I'm not sitting here through this lot. You know, this I find there's no need for it. There really is no need for it. So I put a kind of comment on the form, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I got told I was a prude. Now, at the time, this was so funny because at the time, there was another gig somewhere. I think this one was in the States. I don't think it was South by Southwest, but it was something of that ilk. It was big. And a guy turned up who'd made his money.com something or other. And he put on his slides triple X rated porn photos of women. And there was a woman in the audience took one look and looked round exactly like I did with the bad language. And she got up to leave. She didn't complain. She just stood up, picked her coat up and headed for the door. And the guy shouted after her, "You're a prude. Can't you take it?" But there were no pictures of naked men on there. And there were so few women there that once she'd been shouted at on the way out, they said later that they didn't want to draw attention to themselves, but they wanted to leave. And I thought, then stand up and leave. It's as simple as that. Afterwards, in the end, whoever put the event on had to apologise. But Adobe did not apologise for the bad language from this guy. And to me, you don't know. I mean, from memory, there were no devout Muslims there. But if they were, then they wouldn't want to sit through bad language like that. And I think they would have probably thought, oh, well, we can't use bad language because. But, you know, if you're just sat there and they can't work out what your faith is or your beliefs or how you feel about bad language, then you're just expected to sit and suffer it. I thought it was appalling. Absolutely appalling. But that's just me. There you go. Can't stand rude people. Neither can I. And I think when you're putting something on like that, there's no need for people to be rude. But honestly. Right, let's have a look. Going back up here. What's going on?
Mrs. George Clooney.
Has she seen the photographs, though? Has Simon shared? There you go. So Deb says she does wear a mask. Have you consideration with all over the top cleaning, sanitising and non-exposure to others that we're decreasing the immunities we're building up? In this circumstance, I think I'd have to put up with that. It's such a... You can't predict how it will affect you. That's the issue with this one. You love OXO cubes. Yeah, but not mashed up into a paste and spread on bread, Simon. No! They're nice as gravy. Mrs. Simon got uppity the other day when an Apple staffer asked if we were buying an Apple Watch or not before letting us in. She was all, well, am I not? I'm with her. They're either open or they're not. I've had rudeness in an Apple store. I went in to buy a pair of AirPods, you know, when the second gen AirPods came out. So we goes in and we gets allocated a customer service executive. Person on the till, and comes over and somebody had asked us what we wanted and I said AirPods, and then gone over and got this guy, and then this guy came over to us and started talking to Mike and saying, I believe you want a pair of AirPods. And I'm just stood there and I thought, oh, being totally ignored. It was like turning the clock back 15 years. We just got broadband and I was out looking for a broadband router at the time. And it was a starfish one. You'd remember it if you. It was like one of. It was the Bondi blue colour. And it looked like a starfish sat on the desk, like a comms device. And I said, I'm looking at this. I want to know if it's compatible with XYZ. And he turned around to Mike and started answering. And Mike just looked at him and went, don't talk to me, mate. I've no idea what you're talking about. You need to talk to her. This was 15 years on and they're still doing the same thing. Oh. Well, so Kim, one time I was out getting a meatball sub at a Subway takeout. The girl dropped one of the meatballs on the counter and needless to say, I asked for another one. She put it on the sub she was fixing. That is just downright rude. Downright rude. Mike dropped a piece of dog food the other night onto the carpet in the kitchen. So I said, it's there on the rug. So he picked it up and threw it in the bin. You should have seen the dog's face. I can't have eaten that. But he wouldn't even feed it the dog.
He was covered in dog fur.
Yeah, I wouldn't have stopped her.
You've seen the state of the kitchen floor.
She's full of treat now.
She can't move now. Oh, look at Simon. He's making the most of this George thing, you know. Well, we're going in about, is it 4 minutes?
4 minutes 40.
Right, what do you want for the first song?
Two Tribes.
Two Tribes.
Yeah, I'm not bothering with Tears for Fears. Might do that later.
Okay, so let me get the...
Frank's in early, so I've told him to listen to the end of the Boss special.
Right, so that was the 10th. Oh, that's last week's. Let me shove that in there.
That's probably more his scene than the end of Marooned.
I don't think Frank and Marooned. No. No, no, no. Right. I'm going to make the one for this week. And we're going in with Two Tribes. I do like that. But, you know, it's the video, really, isn't it? It's the video that does it most.
Two Tribes go to war.
So we're actually quite introverted as a crew, are we?
Yeah.
All of us. Right, Two Tribes. Wasn't there a long version? which is probably not the one we want.
Depends if you want the toilet.
That's 9:10.
better not.
The Annihilation Mix. Yeah, could probably do without that one. Shall we go for the one from Welcome to the Pleasure Dome?
Okay.
Which is only 3.5 minutes. And what did you want after that?
Morning Train 9 to 5, Sheena Easton. Then we're getting into calendars and what we should be getting into. But Two Tribes was just too good not to do.
Morning Train. No, 9 to 5, calendars and dates.
Yeah, that's what I said. Calendars
and Two and Tribes, dates. Well, two. The second of the month, you'll get away with it. It'll be fine. Oh, right, let's have a look.
3 minutes.
3 minutes, okay, we're all right, 3 minutes. So in the States, Kim's saying the cases of flu have gone down. I'm guessing that's because people aren't mingling. You wonder where the flu's coming from full stop if people aren't mingling. Deb says bad language just shows that you don't know how to think in a rational manner. Going into the gutter does not make you better, it makes you a worse person. Exactly, but I think in a public situation where you have invited people, it's not a closed thing. Like the Catinians would always start their meeting with a prayer. That's because they know that they all have a faith. But if it was a public thing, I wouldn't start a meeting with a prayer. Because not everybody's that way inclined. So don't do it. So with bad language, there could well be somebody there who doesn't appreciate that. So it's not necessary to add to your point, is it? I actually saw 20 seconds of an interview with Noel Gallagher. And this was on YouTube. You know, you've watched this, you might want this. And I pressed play and I thought, is this an interview or is it a song? Within the first 20 seconds, it was F this, F that, F, 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 F. And I'm like, have you got any words to put between the expletives at all? And I pressed stop. It's just not necessary. Not necessary. So do you ever have a sub now, Kim? Or do you not bother? Because something like that would take me back and like, no, I remember them making the last one and I won't bother.
Right, 1.5 minutes.
1.5 minutes, we're almost there. So our theme tonight, if you want to join us, is calendars and dates. But we're being fairly broad with that, aren't we, Mike?
We are.
Fairly broad. And it is at brooklands196.com. So we're going in with Two Tribes. Mike's going to explain to everybody why, I presume.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that before or after the song?
I'll do it before.
Right, OK, then we'll do that when we head in. And then we've got a whole raft of songs to choose from. Excellent. Kim's making all her own food now.
55.
We're doing exactly the same, Kim. Right, so for the moment, I'm going to say good night to you from Marooned. So good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.